To fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Residents of Minwood FS4 demand action on persistent flooding. Five Andola Central CDF projects awards a 2.6 million kwacha commissioned. In African news, a Burkina, Mali troops that kill more civilians than jihadists do, data shows. With the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Minwood Phase 4 are urging authorities to tackle ongoing flooding in the area, which continues to disrupt their daily life, particularly during the rainy season. Speaking to Kumbon Radio News, the residents highlighted that the floods make movement difficult and have negatively impacted the school-going children who struggle to attend classes when the area becomes waterlogged. They have proposed the construction of the bridge to improve accessibility and ensure safer passage for the community. Meanwhile, another resident expressed concern over the absence of their civic leader, alleging that the area councillor has not been present to witness or address the challenges faced by the community.
Minimum phase 4, Yatira Mumanzi, Tifuna Bridge is about the minimum phase 4, Mutumbi. Manzi, Tifunika Bridge, Bana Wainda Namanzi, Bana Wakango in the Kuskur, Kambaka, Manzi Apaka Maning, it's Kabakango Tauka, Mvula Ikaloka, Nishkubo in the Kuskur, Bazata Oka Branch, Bakansela Slambeka on Veka, 1 minute to phase 4. Tikuzivan Kutumuke Konzepa Bridge Apo.
Five projects funded by the Ndola Central Constituency Development Fund, the CDF, worth 2.6 million kwacha, have been commissioned. The projects commissioned are an ablution block in Mapalo to service the Mapalo Police Post and Chipulikusu Local Court, street lights on Tanzania Road, installation of lights at North Rise Market, Kwavunga Footbridge in the Twapia Ward, and installation of solar lights and water reticulation at Twalumbuka Community School. The community in Mapalo visiting the court or police station did not have a proper toilet to use for many years until the new toilet was built. The projects have been commissioned by Ndola Central Member of Parliament Frank Tayali. The minister has assured residents of continued development in the constituency. He urged residents to ensure that the facilities are not vandalized as they are meant to improve their lives. Ndola Deputy Mayor Lakson Chisenga says Mapalo Ward continues to witness a heightened development over the years, in which more than 8,000 households had been connected to clean and safe piped water. The residents have since expressed their pleasure at the commissioning of the project and hoped for more projects to be completed. Kamalawad Councillor Mahinda Semata has condemned what he describes as inaction by authorities regarding a persistent public health hazard at downtown shopping mall in Lusaka. According to Mr. Semata, a sewer discharge has flooded the mall's area car park for over 6 months, creating serious risk for traders and customers. He has urged the Lusaka City Council, the Minister of Local Government, and the Minister of Health to take a swift action against the property owners violating public health regulations. Mr. Semata has questioned why health inspectors have not revoked the mall's trading license, noting that small businesses are often penalized for minor infractions. He emphasizes that the law should apply equally to businesses of all sizes and warns that continued inaction could trigger disease outbreaks affecting people nationwide.
So having this place flooded for as long as 6 months with sewer water, that is a risk to public health, and this should not wait for presidential directives for people to be able to act. Laws exist and institutions exist that should quickly respond to this situation. And what needs to be done first and foremost is to withdraw the health permit that has been issued to airing properties, as well as revoke trading licenses. Because before you can be given a trading license, and in particular a health license, inspectors have to ensure that all issues to do with public health are in order, so that the people that use those facilities or trade in those facilities are not in any way exposed to the risk of contracting diseases like cholera, which could easily spread beyond this location.
The Zambia NGO Wash Forum, a consortium of 61 local and international CSOs advocating for the realization of the human right to water and sanitation in Zambia, has called for strengthened governance, climate-resilient innovations, and inclusive decision-making to address persistent gaps in urban water, sanitation, and hygiene wash services delivery across the country. The forum states that infrastructure alone will not resolve the challenges facing rapidly urbanizing cities and towns. The consortium further advocates for enshrining into the Republican Constitution the human rights to water and sanitation and the human rights to a clean, healthy and sustainable environment. Forum coordinator Wuvala Moyovwe Mumba says the fragility of urban systems had been laid bare by the 2024 drought emergency, which exposed the compounding risks of rapid urban growth, climate shocks, and under-resourced governance. This came to light during a high-level urban wash governance seminar in Lusaka and a speech delivered on her behalf by the forum's head of administration and finance, Mrs. Zuma Lungu Banda.
There are three opportunities I urge us to seize. First, we must scale innovation that is climate resilient and appropriate for dense, low-income urban settlements, none towards sanitation, decentralized wastewater treatment, and water supply models that reduce reliance on single boundary.
The Local Government Association of Zambia Executive Director Mapatanji Namumba says Zambia